88KTO, not a trick, statewide one.
Correct, you are loud and clear in Richmond, NAWRO.
NAWRO.
Good morning, Wally.
Hey there. Is the audio too much or too little? Just a proximity guest right now.
I can hear a flight part in the back.
Well, the reason I was asking is that digital is different than analog. I was just curious. Hey, Jeff, I heard you. Did you give me an approval yet?
No. We send your email, if you would, so everybody gets it, and it brings it back to the top of the list. But yeah, the radio's pretty loud. A lot of background, you know, picking up a lot of background. But yeah, just drop another email, if you would, please.
Fine. Or if you could isolate that one, that would work, too. We did that the other day with FBI in Richmond when we were up there playing around. Either way, just let me know what works best for you.
I don't know if I was keyed up when you were keyed up. Yeah, if you just send another email, put it back at the top of the list, and
keep them out, Clemens 1-2, that would work.
You must have, must not be following, what's it called in the radio? Can I isolate the DMR? Is that what you're talking about? Mel Clemens DMR? You're talking about DMR, we don't isolate individual repeaters unless it's absolutely necessary. It gets people confused, and it's just not the way it's set up.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, color code, something like that. Yeah, I'll set that. I think I have this set to always. All right, that probably makes sense, too. All right, I'll change that, and I'm going to turn off the gain and do that. So I like these hockey stick mics, but they sure are a pain in the butt to get right.
Right. Make sure you do it on just digital, though. Don't do that on analog, because you'll end up shooting it.
All right, thanks. I'll call you back. Love you, Eddie, and I'll resend the letter.
Okay, thanks. Keep it us, W. Trying to help out. What's this call here? Hey.
Well, 4 days.
Hey, Jeff, real quick. The AIS decoder at Mackinac, do you remember where it is in the rack and when Pat was on?
I didn't hear what you said, Fred.
Yeah, the AIS receiver at Mackinac. What, do you know where it was in the cabinet and then what antenna it was on?
I do not know at all. No, I don't. Can't answer either one.
Jeff. I'm hearing everybody just fine, so I don't know if you might have something going on there.
Might just be where I'm at, Sean. But I know you're not hearing Rice because he's not using the right talk group, so there you go.
No, I was talking about you were seeming to be struggling with both Fred and Wally, and they were both coming in. Wally's really hot, but other than that, everybody was coming through just fine. And the only reason to bring it up is so you can, you know, perhaps look at something on your end, but never mind.
No, appreciate it. I don't know. It could be where I'm at. I'm over here. I don't know where I'm at. 94 somewhere. So I appreciate it. Didn't come across wrong. Yeah, Wally was pretty hot. I don't have the audio leveling in it. And Fred might have just been, you know, voice wise because he's still not back to Fred, and I'm in the truck, and it's sometimes hard to hear in here. So thanks.
No problem. Everybody sounds pretty good to me.
Fred, what does that receiver look like?
Hey, Jeff, is this any better? I also turned on the color code free setting. Hey, Tim, you there? WAB.
Yes, I'm listening. But, to me, it's quite a bit louder than what it was. But I don't. Maybe Sean's listening too. N8WRO.
You said I'm louder?
Yeah, it's coming in. It is definitely coming in louder than what it was a little bit ago. N8WRO.
I'm about ready to throw these microphones in the garbage can. They sure do look pretty on my desk. They're a pain in the butt. WAB.
Well, they did blast me out of my chair in this time, but I hate to say it, but it might be a little light now, but perfectly readable in AWRO.
Okay. Just as a baseline, I can get it close. Did I blast you out of your chair? Had a good meeting last night. Thank you for all you do. You do a lot more paperwork than I would ever do.
That's what I'm doing right now. I can sort all this out. It's ridiculous. I got so much going on here, and then I just about, oh, I don't know, 20 things.
Okay. Am I more acceptable? This really bothers me.
To my standards, I think it is fine right now. This time it's, I guess we might need to think about TX Prit on the radio thing. And we can talk about that, whether we, because we had them set for Oakland. I think we opened them up. We might want color code permit or opener or whatever that is.
Yeah, well, I fixed that. It was the in-call criteria button that I had messed up. So I changed that and told it to follow the other one. So I will quit stepping on people. So that fixed. And I checked it because when you were talking, I tried to key it, and it said radio busy. So I was able to correct that. I had the one setting right. I had the second setting wrong.
Okay. I better check mine, too, because I do know that we have a tendency to quick key, and we got to stop doing that. And that will take care of that. So sounds good.
I don't know what's going on there, Tim, but you keep switching talk groups. Your signal is okay, so I don't know what you're using for radio, why you're switching over to 11862048. Not sure what's going on there, but you've done it a couple times now since you've been talking to Wally here.
Copy that, Jeff. That's interesting. It is a Kinect Systems CS800+. I'll check the code. See what I did? I did throw the event channel in there. Maybe I messed something up, but I'll take a look in AWR.
It's weird. I don't know if you're using one of them radios that has talk release, but make sure that's turned off.
Oh, crap. That's it. Let me turn that off. AWRO. I'm going to upload a reel. I'll be back later.
I didn't copy what he said. Did you copy him, Wally?
Yeah, he said that's what you said it was. He goes, "Little crap, that's what it is." And he says he's going to go fix it, and he'll be back. So whatever you said, I didn't catch what you said, but whatever you said, he said, that's it.
Talker alias. And if you were on the same repeater, you might not have been hearing it, but he was breaking up going across the system. So that's what I was trying to figure out, why he was doing that.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, and I'm sure he said he was in. All right, you know, well, I don't know if you had heard what I had said. The in-call criteria is there's another setting right under it, in-call, and that's what's supposed to keep you from talking on top of people, so I turned that on, too. Okay, and I gave the microphone. Give me a second. I'll tell you.
What are you at for a level right now, Wally?
-9 would be digital mic gain turned off.
-9 on digital? Holy cow, you still got plenty of audio. Now, does that microphone have a screw in the bottom of it? I don't know which one you're using. If it's a Motorola, it's probably got a screw on the bottom that you can back it down that way.
Okay, there. He turned it down a quarter turn.
Go just not even a quarter turn more.
Okay. Sorry, I should talk more than that. Okay. Yeah, his alias, he was going to fix that. So, but these are new microphones. They're just very, very fussy. And now that I screwed this up, I'm going to screw the analog part up. But that's okay. I'll get it right.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's what you got to do. How close are you talking to it?
About, I'm going to say a foot at the most.
Yeah, if you can leave it there, that'd be great. You can always fiddle with the screw on the bottom of it, but now you got to go to analog and make sure it's okay there, sorry.
Yeah, you got to love it. You know, this microphone's very good, this radio, and they swap them all over the place. Got to love it. Hey, but that's why we do it, just to fix things that are broke. All right, I'll talk to you later. You have a good day. Drive safe. WABD.
Yeah, you too. You still got plenty of audio, so it's not like you're, you know, like anything else. It just depends on how you talk into it and what you're saying. And, you know, the routine. I like them the mics too, but they're just not a... a very nice noise-canceling setup, I don't think.
Yeah, I think I'm going to push negative 10 at it. It's easy to do. I got it plugged in constantly. So, all right. Thanks. Where are you working today?
Oh, I just made a delivery down here by just west of the metro and going to our yard and picking one up to go over to Chesterfield.
Oh, very good. Well, if you get time for lunch, give us a call. John's always looking for lunch as well. I don't know what his schedule is like today.
Schedule is for the rest of my day, so it's hard to say. But thanks. Give me the rest of the beer.
Okay. Well, we'll listen on 5-1. So if it does work out, fine. If it doesn't, I understand. You got to keep moving.
Well, it looks like KF8. So you're still in your race. Give me the rest of you. Got it right at 9:56. I was out of truck, though. He must have jumped out, but anybody hears him. John, thanks for getting his radio right. Everybody can hear him now. Keep me up, Sylvia.
Okay, for what it's worth, he did not show up on Brandmeister. WAB.
Let's see, where was it here? Yeah, it's 9:56 and 9:46 he showed up because... According to Seabridge, he's got it programmed in right, so not sure. There's a pretty quick key, so maybe it didn't make it, but he does have it on Detroit repeater in there right, so. Give me the rest of your multitasking.
Very good. Okay, yeah, he did show. It just didn't show his calls. It only showed his DMRI. All right. WABD.
Jeff, I hate to bug you, but I just uploaded it to the radio. I should have fixed it, hopefully. I'm not doing that anymore. 1, 2, 3, 4. NAWRO Richmond.
No bother. Sounds good. Thanks for fixing it. Looks good on the Seabridge, too. Trying to figure out why it kept bouncing before, and then it dawned on me that talker alias thing. So, looks good. Give me the stuff here.
You called it as soon as you said it, and I knew it, so I took it out. Appreciate it. We'll talk later. NAWRO.
What's for breakfast?
I was trying to get Jeff tonight. Hey, Darren, a lot of noise that you're trying to do it. Shows your ID number, but you're not readable.
Oh, yeah, you see him there now? He's on looks like he's got programmed right, maybe his, digital mic gain, needs to be turned up, maybe, I don't know. Because he was keyed up for, he was only keyed up for 1.4 seconds, though, either, too. I'll try it again, ETQ. I wonder, do you know him, Wally?
I do not. I don't believe I do. Tim, do you know him?
I don't think he's one of ours, but I do believe Tom's been talking him through it, if it's the right guy. I'm running it now.
Well, I'm just wondering, he had to hear me, but I called him, I private called him to try to get him to get a straight note, so the only other thing I can think of is maybe he doesn't have a receive talk group set up, so he was hearing me when I was private calling him, but he's not hearing us now. I don't know. If he'd key up and key up longer, then we would know that he's hearing us, and the only way we can go proceed from there. Can somebody look his call up and see if an email address is associated to him that we can get a hold of?
Well, he is Macomb County, so yeah, I can do that. I'll get with Tom, too. I think he's been working with him, so I'll keep an eye on it. I'm on desk today, so I've got some time here to take a look at it.
Sounds a good thing. We're going to jump over. KBSWR.
N8WRO.
W8BD.
Hey, Tim, I'm not sure if I already asked you, but did you manage to get by for the beam?
I certainly did, right underneath Lieutenant Carolyn's signature. Yeah, I quite enjoyed that. Thanks, Sean. That was appreciative. And I did a video too, right next to the cemetery, looking at the new construction. And I'll probably post that on Discord. And that was great. I really appreciate it because I knew nothing about it.
Cool. I'm glad you got on there. I'm sure a lot of folks didn't know about it. It's unfortunate. I mean, it went out in a couple of places, but they did the big shindig. You know, Mark was here yesterday with Tony, and they did the big, the section that was reserved, and they did their whole official, thing, and then they set it yesterday. So it is now in immortality. You know, it's a done deal.
So the big question some people had was, is that going to be visible inside the new structure, or is it just going to be hidden someplace?
You know, I don't know. It seems silly if it was completely not visible, but I don't know. Good question. I'll find out.
And then they did put plastic over the middle part, so it seems like they were going to add something there, you know. So, yeah, we'll find out. No biggie, but appreciate the opportunity. I snuck in there right after that picnic and put the John Hancock on there, so quite appreciated.
Yeah, I think the middle part was reserved for the big wigs. So, all right, I got a phone call.
N8WRO.
This is KEAFGW monitoring.
Hello, Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec. Can we hear me?
Yeah, Darren, that sounds good. This is N8WRO.
Is that the transmissions by any chance, or the beginning of my transmissions for that matter?
John, say that again. You did go to digital. We're trying to help Darren out, KFA-EDQ.
I was just asking if that was the wonderful, great fox hunting Darren. From this weekend. How's everybody doing today?
Doing good. I missed the name, but yeah, we're trying to help him get into EMR here, and I do believe that is our fox hunt winner there. Darren, if you're reading and if you can, go ahead and try that again. We got an expert on board here now.
Me from the fox hunt on last Saturday.
Sorry, Darren, I think I stepped in. You try it again.
Me from the fox hunt on the...
John?
Well, Darren, sounds like you're making it in. But, yeah, congratulations again on the fox hunt. This is KE8WUO. Good to hear you on DMR.
Go ahead, Darren. Talk again. I just want to check your mic levels, how you sound. And again, congratulations. I saw the picture. You got a pretty big smile on your face.
Thank you. I don't know if I can get where I can get that photo from because I don't know where it was posted.
I can send it to you if you want my phone number. I can give that to you. Also, if you go to my QRZ, you can find my email, and I can send it to you through email. Either way will work. But yeah, it's a great photo. So you'll definitely need it. Dean took a really awesome photo of you.
Well, I'm on the road real quick, so I'll try to call you afterwards and see if we can get the photo sent over my way. Thank you.
And Darren, I know you're on the road, but you know, if you want to go ahead and if you're interested in joining up, if you want to fill out that application on our website, that'll get you access to the Discord page, and you'll have access to everything. NAWRO, Darren, repeat on my last, if you do want to fill out, when time permits, if you're interested and you want to fill out the membership form, we can get you access to the Discord page, and you'll have access to everything, photos, everything.
Okay, I will sign up later today.
Awesome, sounds good. I'll cut you guys loose. John, unless you have anything for me. NAWRO.
Nope, just wanted to say hi and good morning. Sounded like all my favorite people were on the radio this morning, so I had to jump in and say hi.
I don't know, I haven't heard Tom yet on DMR. All right, guys, have a good one. We'll talk later. Thanks, Darren. Have a good day. Drive safe.
Thank you, Zach.
Too much fun at the good old days.
Yeah, good old boys. Yeah, one of those good old boys diseases. He sounded pretty rough yesterday, so I haven't heard him anywhere. He might be home, R&R.
All right, I'm heading over to Discord to talk to John. NAWRO.
They are in Discord. He posted them, I think, in the member chat just a couple of days ago.
ETQ, I filled out the form online and the Google Doc form at least. Are there any other forms I should be filling out now?
KF8ETQ, KC8KJO. KF8ETQ, KC8KJO.
There you are, Darren. I hear you now. Might want to turn down your mic game, though. You're blasting my doors off. Or talk across the mic or a little bit further away. KCKJO, monitoring the big wide one.
How you doing, John?
I'm all stuffy.
Okay, I have to go. I'll call you back. Just want to make sure you're okay.
KCKJO, I think Darren's out there. KF8ETQ. Eric, you still out there on DMR? Very good. Pull the mic away a little bit, though. You're killing me. Glad to see that you're on DMR now. Did you get another radio?
Yeah, they're kind of like Pokemon. You got to get them all.
Yeah, DMR is a little bit different. You got to wait for the computer repeater to pick you up. So you want to give it a couple seconds away. And then just talk in your normal voice. I'm the one that likes to bark. Ask Wally, but he's got to step out. Go ahead. KKKJO. I
was wondering if there's anything else I was supposed to fill out besides the online Google Doc form.
I believe that's it. Let's see here. Tim, NAWRO, are you monitoring DMR today? Dave, KNYU, or Mike, NABDZ, are you on DMR today? KCKJO. KF8ETQ, KCKJO.
KF8ETQ.
All right, Darren, you filled out the Google Docs paperwork. That's good. What you want to search for is IS-100 and IS-200. That's part of Task 1. Make a copy of your HAM certificate. You probably got that by now. Just print a copy if you have that.
PDF of the HAM cert. I do not know. Do you guys need a copy of it or something?
Yeah, they're going to want a copy of your ham license. You can get it, you can print it up through the ULS system, or you can get a reference copy. And give WRO hold a reference copy for me. And that'll be good for your test book, so that's another task. And then the IS-100, IS-200 through FEMA, you want to start working on those and get your certificate on those, and then you'll be ahead of the game.
Thank you.
Now, what's your location? You live in Fraser, is it, or do you live over in Chesterfield?
Fraser.
All right. Yeah, get those, get started on that, yes, and then Dave and Brandon will review your application for ARPS, which shouldn't you be bad, you know, that's pretty quick.
Do again.
That's it for your, for the Google Doc that you filled out for ARPS application, you know, that shouldn't take that long at all to get you into the system. And don't be afraid to ask questions. I'm on here on DMR 90% of the time. Tim is on here. Wally's on here. You'll hear Sean also. And if not there, get in touch with us on the FBI, UHF. Ask away.
This is KE8FJW monitoring. Stay right where you
are. Well, Mars busy today, KC8KJL.
Well, good morning. It's, well, it's a beautiful day up here in the Sioux, so we'll start with that. Other than that, not a whole lot planned on for today. How are you doing today, sir?
Oh, this troll is doing just fine, working as usual.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I do that tomorrow. I go back to work tomorrow, so. Well, right now we're just watching the youngest child, so. She, put herself into a box, so. But anywho, yeah, nothing other than that, that's all I got going on for today until the wife comes home and with the other two children, and, yeah, I might venture out in the backyard.
If I venture out in the backyard, my wife makes me do things, so I stay in the house and just go, my allergies are all ramped up today, I can't do anything outside. She rolls her eyes and just walks away.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's funny. But yeah. Well, sounds good. Yeah, I gotta finish cutting the grass. So I started it last week, and I haven't finished it. It's not a very big yard, but yeah, I've been taking my time getting it cut. So.
Well, that's the nice thing is because of my allergies, she cuts the yard, and she likes to do it a specific way. Now, when I get home from work, you know, I'll get out the weed whip, and I'll, you know, do that, which I haven't done for a couple of weeks, so I really should get out there and do it. KC8KJL.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't do much weed whipping, that's for sure, so. Probably should. I haven't done it yet this year. I might just get it out and just to make sure the weed whipper is still working.
Well, mine works. Just, you know, it's just a pain in the derriere. So I might break down and buy a little electric one for her. Because right now I got the gas one. You know, she has issues starting it. I bought it for her, but she goes, I want an electric one. So all I got to do is just, like, go around and get everything out. I'm like, all right, so that'll be my next investment in the spring is a little electric one that you could just walk around with. Might be beneficial for her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the electric stuff is definitely getting popular, that's for sure. I have an electric chainsaw. I have a couple of them. I have a 60-volt DeWalt, and I have a 20-volt pole saw. That's a chainsaw. Yeah, they're actually, they work good. So, yeah, the gas one, it's a pain. Convenience, I guess. So, yeah, I was looking at the electric ones compared to the gas one. I was like, they're both the same price now. So I found I'll try the 60-volt DeWalt. So I have the batteries laying around, and I found one on eBay for half price, so they marked it for, like, used or whatever. And it looked brand new, so I got my left out, I think, and it works great.
I never thought of Marketplace. I mean, that's where I got my chainsaw from. I got a, well, it was a 14-inch Poulon, but I let one of the neighborhood use it to cut down some trees in my backyard, and chain burned out, so he had an 18-inch and put an 18-inch blade and chain on, and it works just fine. Now my trees cut down, all that matters to me. Yeah, I'm going to have to look at Marketplace for one of those electric ones. I think she'll like it.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, I was thinking about getting the electric, or the battery operated weed lift there, so, yeah, eventually. So it's just so much handier and convenience and the noise factor and everything, so, I don't know. That's just the way we're going, I guess, so. But it is what it is.
Yeah, she wants the gas edger, though. She likes the gas edger. That way she doesn't have to pull cords around. So I'm going to look at one of those. And I said she won't use the gas weed whip, but she'll definitely use the electric one. She likes that. So maybe the battery one and not the plug-in. And I'll see what's on the Marketplace in the area.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, sometimes they have good deals on the Marketplace. So, yeah, you just never know. But, yeah. Yeah, my friend, he got one of those battery-operated push mowers, and he said he likes it. So, just got to go a little slower, but, you know, it does the job. So, I don't remember how long he told me it lasts, but. No, I still got the 5-horse push mower, so. yeah, because I always cutting the grass is a pain, so I always like to do it at least twice a month and call it quits. So if I got to do more than that, then I don't want to do it, so. It just becomes a chore, you know what I mean, so. Yeah, I'm hoping probably one more grass cutting after one more for this month, and we'll probably get away with one for next month, and we'll call it good for the year. So I think it's that time anyways.
AWOJ. I'm starting the month, and probably end of this month should be done with it. Once the weather stays cool enough that it won't grow anymore. But yeah, get her the weed whip and have her just have at it. She loves grass, so I don't mind not doing it.
Oh, very good. Yeah, I left a positive for the other station, but he never came back, so. But yeah. Yeah, well, that's good. She likes cutting the grass, so. I asked mine to do a couple of times, so. And that's about it. I don't think it's her cup of tea, I guess, if you want to say that. So. At least this year she's been keeping up in the garden, so she got the bug for the garden, so that's good. So I kept her busy.
Oh, she has it too. She planted one pumpkin plant, and I have an entire pumpkin patch that just exploded. And then, unfortunately, it was huge. The leaves were huge. It was a huge pumpkin patch. But because of all the rain and stuff, the leaves got this mildew or moss on it. So to keep her pumpkins alive, she had to cut all the leaves off. Still growing. You know, just looks different. It's wide open in the center. Kind of weird. KCKJ. KHWJ.
Oh, I think we planned maybe two or three pumpkin plants, I think. Maybe probably four. I think they come in bunches of four. And a few peppers and cucumbers and tomatoes and all those fun things. And yeah, our pumpkins pretty much did the same thing. We have like one orange pumpkin and like maybe some really small ones and another one right behind the, it's still green yet, so. But, yeah, it exploded. The vines just went everywhere. So, we got quite a few cucumbers, that's for sure, and tomatoes, little cherry tomatoes. they're definitely doing good. We planted zucchini, and all we got was the plants and flowers. We haven't got a zucchini yet from them, so I don't think we're going to get a zucchini this year. So, and what else? Oh, we did potatoes and some beans and some onions. Turned into just a little little green onions. They didn't get very big, but that's all right. So that was pretty much our garden.
Yeah, we have the raised garden beds for our tomatoes. They didn't fare too well this year. You know, the gray tomato is just fine, but the beet eaters and stuff, not so much. So we'll rip all those out in the fall and then start all over again. Let the soil rest, put some more nutrients in it. But the pumpkin patch, yeah, it just exploded. It actually bent down the fence that we had around it to keep the varmints and the dogs out. Now it's just going like wildfire. It's through my fence, into my front yard, going across the back fence, getting into the flower garden. But hey, we got a ton of pumpkins, so that's all that matters. And we got neighborhood kids, so they will not go to waste. Oh, and the squash, we did yellow squash and got 4 or 5 of them out of the vine so far. And it's still growing. So, got that going. We'll try zucchini next year. Now that we kind of got a little bit down to a science, we're ready to go for the next batch of vegetables in the spring.
Oh, for sure. Very good. So, yeah. Yeah, I can just picture that. Kind of like my our grapevines. We put up a fence around the yard, and the grapes found the fence, and, yeah, they're just taking, they just took over the fence. So it's now it's a privacy fence for the front, so it's kind of neat. It just climbed right to the fence and grew up over and through it and all over. So it's different. So I was kind of hoping it was going to do that. So now I just need to do it through the other side of the fence. So it's where the grapevines are there. In the corner of the fence, so yeah, we'll see. They'll eventually find its way over there. A couple of them have, but yeah, they'll make it. KJW for ID.
Well, we haven't done grapes yet. That's an idea. But because the pumpkin plants are so successful and the squash plants were so successful, gives us something else to look forward to next year. We got a strawberry plant growing in the raised garden bed, and that she got last year for winning a prize for a charity walk. And it was just a little itty bitty thing, and right now it's growing, it's spreading out. No berries. We had one berry, but next year it'll be bigger. As it every year, it will get bigger, and then we'll get more berries on it.
Oh yeah. Yeah, we had the strawberries for one summer, then next summer, I think some of them came back, but some of them didn't, so I don't know if something ate it or what happened to all the plants we had put in there. I think we put about a couple dozen strawberry plants in there, and all of their shoots that they had, and I hope something took over, I don't know. And we had the raspberries right next to that, and they kind of, since the strawberries were left its patch, the raspberries took over its patch, and it's just, yeah, they just took off wild. And this year, well, we had a lot of small ones. Maybe we probably got a quart of tiny berries. That's all we got this year from the raspberries, so. So we're going to come down and see what they do next year. So we didn't come down end of last summer. So we're going to come down this year, and hopefully we'll get more raspberries. So
do you live above the bridge all year round, or you come down south after a while?
Oh, we're a year-round resident, so. No, I don't have a job where we're able to travel, so. So there we go. But yeah, we enjoy it. We're getting ready for the next season there for all the white stuff, and I gotta get those moved around in all of their summer homes and get them painted up, greased up, check the fluids and all that fun stuff. And yeah.
All right, you're a year-round youper compared to the summer youpers.
Oh, yeah, you know, we're not snowbirds yet. So, yeah. Well, I don't know. I haven't decided after I retire if I want to be a snowbird or not. So, who knows?
No, if it was financially feasible when I retire, I just want to move out of Michigan and move to Montana. Just grandchild's out there, start the mountains every day when I wake up.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah, that'll be a perfect backyard, or maybe the front yard, I don't know. Depends on how you look at it. So, yeah, we've been having a mountain in the backyard. That'll be really cool.
K-E-8-W-O-J.
K-E-8-W-O-J? I think that's what I seen on the screen there. Yeah, yep. Yeah, go ahead. I think we did the other space. I think we lost them. Yeah, well, go ahead and take your turn.
I must be in a terrible area here, Connie.
Oh, I didn't realize you were driving. But, yeah, I heard you that time, so I don't know.
KTKTO is in the back.
KEAWOJ, up in Lexington now. I switched from the repeater to a node there. Apparently, I'm not making it in too well today.
Yeah, it's like I'm stuck in between two towers, I think. KEAWOJ.
Monitoring statewide one, KEAWOJ.
KEAWOJ.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
W-A-D-D. I saw you there, buddy. Say hi.
You done working for the day, or you doing paperwork as usual?
I'm sitting at my desk right now arguing with my partner over an invoice to a customer. I mean, the guy gave me a $10,000 air compressor. He owes us $3,000, and he's more worried about the $3,000 than the $10,000 air compressor I have in stock. It's just like, dude, cool your jet. He's going to call. He's going to want his air compressor back.
Oh, Lordy. I hope you get a result soon. I have confidence in you, sir. Always have. Good deal.
Yeah, you too. My thing is like, why is this so important? Wait it out. You know, instead we spend hours worried about it, and I'm just, why worry? We hold the chips, man. I mean, it's like, he got the big stack of chips, and he got the little stack of chips. So don't you think the guy with the big stack of chips is going to call the guy with the little stack of chips and say, hey, let's fix and figure this out? So I don't know. Who knows? We shall see. Either way, some of the things that people get all uptight about just floor me.
Unless you're worried about the wrong stack of chips.
Where are you at right now? I did fix my color code thing. That's a lot nicer. I'm on the top of people anymore. Because it says channel busy.
Well, I got my wideband application registered and activated, so I'm good there now.
That's good. And you can recover it, too. Just make sure you do that little connect plus thing or whatever it says. You have to log into that website in order for it to connect. It'll tell you on the screen, and it's a lot like it's fine print, but pay attention to what it says. So if ever you put in new software, you can reactivate. So it's nice. And, you know, I know there's all sorts of tricks, but for the $5, for me, just pay the $5.
Oh, yeah, I went in there and I clicked on activate, and then it said put in the key. I put the key in there and hit query, and it popped it down to the bottom. It said, oh, there it is. I highlighted it, clicked on register, and said, you're good to go.
There you go. All right. That sounds good. Yeah, you'll have fun with it. So just make sure you keep a copy of the tuner, which I think we did, and a copy of the other. So, but here's the one, what happened on the other 4550, I don't think it was a tuner, because John tried to rebalance it, and he couldn't even get it to rebalance. So I don't think that was a tuner error. I think something failed. But I did do some reading. Apparently, those UHF connectors are known for going bad on those radios, those mini UHFs.
Well, you have one to mess with, and I got a VHF set down here, too, so I can upload that and get that saved also as an archive. I'll have the UHF and the VHF archive.
Yeah. Well, I think what we might do is I might order one of those mini UHF connectors for this radio and have you solder it in.
That'll work. We'll give it a shot.
Yeah. So, all right. Enough for radio talk. Oh, that's all we talked about, radios. All right, I'm going to let you go then, sir. I got to go back with this mess. I'll talk to you a little bit later. WAD, and I hope I got my audio right.
It sounds all right, but I'm in a sketchy area here in Bluefield, so, but it sounds totally understandable. All right, I'll talk to you later. KCKJO.
WAD. WABD checking.
KF8ETQ, KCKJO.
You heading home yet, Tom? NAWRO?
Kind of heading in that general direction, but I got to go to my personal office because he has a part for me for Grand Rapids that I got to go to on Thursday.
All right. Good weather out there for your driving today. That's something at least.
Yeah. Nice weather. So 78 degrees. Got the AC on in the van. Windows closed. And I'm sitting at the old railroad tracks on 15 and Van Dyke.
Oh, by your standards, that's not far away at all. That's good. Yeah, all I had to do today is just buzz down to 22 and Hayes and then go to the Tilch Road Corwell, it's not the Troy Beaumont anyway, Corwell Lab over there on Tilch Road and Hall, and just a routine test that I brought my brother over there, and all is good. It went fast, which is good.
Is there a particular reason why you go to that one and not the one in Lenox?
No, that was for my brother Jim. He lives at 22 in Hayes. He's like right around the corner, 2 miles away.
Oh, I thought it was for you. Yeah, see, I go to North Macomb Medical right there on Gratiot. And then for all my doctors are all out of McLaren Macomb, or McClemens General, like we used to know it.
I always think of it as that because Sue used to work there for many years back in those days. And then she switched to Port Huron, which is also 30 minutes away from where I'm at. So drive time didn't matter for her. And yet, you know what, Tom, I'm in the same spot for my primary care. Same spot, yeah.
Oh, North Macomb Medical? Yeah, they're great over there.
Yeah, I won't say his last name, but Dr. Bob's been my doctor for well over 40 years.
I got Dr. Heather Plummer.
Yep, same practice. I know that name. And then there's Henry Ford. I do my labs at Henry Ford around the corner on Main Street there.
Yeah, I don't have any doctors there. I went to the clinic there just before COVID, and the PA misdiagnosed me, and I ended up in the hospital the next day, so I won't ever go back there.
Not cool and understandable. Yeah, no good.
Yeah, she was just going to give me a Z-Pack and something else and said, okay, go home. And I'm like, no. Look at my chart. And, I mean, she really caught an attitude with me because I doubted her abilities until I forced her to look at my medical chart from all the times I've been in the hospital with her. Sorry about that, Henry Ford. And when she finally realized it, she's like, oh, sucky darn. And then I got a booster shot, and I had to wait the next day for my medication and never made it that far. Ended up in the hospital.
Yeah, I just like that because they're quick on the labs. I only go there just for labs. And I get the results online quicker than my doc gives them to me. So I like that. I like them for that. But, you know, I understand why you're not going there.
Oh, yeah. North Macomb, when I got to do labs, I do the labs, and I usually find out the next day because I use Quest Diagnostics, which is the lab that's in-house there. And it goes pretty quick. Now, for my endocrinologist or my diabetes doctor, when I do labs, I go to the Beaumont Lennox because he's through Beaumont, and I won't change him. And those labs, the same thing. I go there and do my lab, and by the time I see him, he already has the results.
Yeah, I don't like waiting for those things, whatever way you can get them quick. Hey, changing topics real quick here on your DMRs. I don't know, I think you were talking about Wally before, but Oakland, I think I had him programmed for TX permit always, but I think we want to switch him to color code free.
For Oakland's DMR?
No, for Central Michigan. That was one topic this morning, color code free. And then for whatever reason, I had Talker Alias on this, which was sad on my part. So Jeff suggested I turn it off. As soon as I did, you know, no problems. So I don't know what you got setting, but Talker Alias off and color code free for the TX permission.
Yeah, so I said for what? For DMR? Or are you talking about for GMRS? You know, for which one?
DMR.
What he said, DMR. What we're on, statewide one, the event channels, in case something happens in the future.
Oh, okay. So I got to change them from color code one to color code three or whatever I got programmed in there.
No.
I got to do my HT, my TYT HT, change it in there, and then I got to go into the change it in there.
Because what do you have them set at right now? TX always? I mean, in other words, we could step on each other right now, right?
Oh, I'd have to look at OpenGD 77 and see how I have it set.
All right, yeah, obviously you're driving, so next time you take a look at it, let's do... color code free. If the color code is free, we can transmit. Otherwise, I assume we get a bump, right? Or whatever it says, a complaint.
Yeah, like I said, I upload the Motorola into CPS. Check that one out because I think event one and two are on here or whatever's programming here. I think, Wally, this is your code plug or it's my customer, or it's Cujo 2.0 that's in here. And then for my handheld, I got event 3 and 4 there, so I just got to change those to CC3.
Yeah, I did the same for my HT. Make sure everything was right, but I still got to do the TX part, color code free. I haven't done that yet.
Yeah, that shouldn't be too much of an issue.
And then for the new guys with their own DMRs, we can cast the word.
Yeah, because I think right now I have 51 is color code 1 time slot 1. 52 is color code 1 time slot 2. 50, I change that to color code 3, TS1. So, yeah, I got to get a little bit of programming. Shouldn't be that hard.
Yeah, the HT was easy. I could do that from the front panel, but for the Kinect systems, got to go. It's still easy, but I got to go in, and it's just like, oh, which page is it on? I know it's here. I'm looking. Finally, I found it. So, and then upload it back to the radio, no problem. It's all good. And I think, I don't know if you're going to be home or if you care, but might be St. Clair County's ArcCNet tonight over on Alpha 1, but I got to see what Aaron's message says here.
Yeah, Tim, I got event 1 is color code 1, event 2 is color code 1, event 3 and event 4 are all color code 1, so I got to change those to CG3.
I don't think so. When you get home, let's talk. I'll give you a call, or you give me a call.
You said event 1. You're talking about for Central Michigan, right? 53 and 54?
Correct. But you know the area that you have TX permit, and you can set it to TX permit always, TX permit color code free, or TX permit frequency, I think it is, free. We're talking about color code free on everything. Not switching the color code. It's just the color code does not have traffic on it, then you can transmit. If the color code does have traffic, you're going to get bumped.
Oh, okay, for event 1 and event 2.
As far as I know, it's all Central Michigan should be that way.
Okay, so 51 through 56. Okay. I got you. Yeah, I think it's TX always. Yeah, I'll change it in OpenGD77.
That's it. You got it. I'm trying to figure out what repeater. Okay, so there, you know, their ARPANET is tonight at 7 o'clock. Don't know if you could make it, but you might be able to hit it from home if you are and if you're interested. And I just got to figure out what repeater it is on.
Yeah, let me know. Hey, Wally, are you still out there? KJO. Okay, Wally must be busy. I know he was doing something earlier. So that's what that's the way that Central Michigan was supposed to be, Tim, or is this something new?
We just had a quick conversation with Jeff. That is C8E. Nope, wrong one. WB8SWR, Jeff. Seaman Jeff. And he just explained that that's the way it should be, so we'll make it so. I don't think it's anything new. It should have been that way. We had it the other way when Oakland County had their portable repeater, you know, when we were programming our stuff for that. You know, whatever. It does work either way, but let's put it this way. It's best practices is what I glean from this.
Well, yeah, because if they're doing emergency traffic, then we can't bounce into it.
Whatever the show runners want is fine with me. Greatly appreciated.
Yeah, it's prevent people from stepping on each other.
KWRO.
Hey, David. How's it going? KJO, and you got Tim here, NAWRO. Go ahead, Dave.
Pretty good. I don't know if the network is just have us a little, but you guys gotta like fucking wait next to each other because you guys know probably have a little bit of a gap. But yeah, the color code speech prevention, like if somebody starts talking and then you key down, it will your radio will just beep at you and you'll have the other person. So that, I think that's the reason why.
Yeah, hey, Dave. Yeah, that's the way he explained it to us when he was talking to us. And that's certainly fine with me. Easy, quick fix. Tom?
Oh, yeah, 100%. And sorry, Dave, I try to leave a gap in there on DMR or P25 or analog. Yeah, so somebody else can jump. Oh, I get it. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, no big deal. I mostly listen. During the day, I can't talk because I'm usually working, but I'll have this one, the AI, on in the background. And but it's really cool you guys are getting more folks more interested in DMR and such.
Okay, Joe. Yeah, I got a mobile DMR, and it makes it where I could talk because I'm always all over the state. You probably have heard me on more than one occasion. But, yeah, I mean, I love DMR. I think it's great. It's a fun gig, and you guys keeping all those towers up and adding more onto it and expanding the network is just truly beneficial to us that appreciate it. Go ahead, Tim.
Oh, shoot. Did I get the order wrong there? Thanks, Tom. Yeah, we get some new guys in ArtC that are having DMRs, too, so this is interesting. All right, we'll go to Dave then.
Yep, it's all DMN guys. I'm not DMN. Fred and Jeff and all of them, they're the ones that set all this stuff up. But it's really cool. It's really nice to see Michigan as this type of a thing. And some people are afraid that it's going to call over the state. I think that might be some of the reasons why it doesn't get used as much, but I don't think people have to worry because, there's not that much activity in internet saying anything that we wouldn't care if other people heard or like that. Good. I've been stepping away from UHF and PHF stuff for a little bit. I've just been messing around with PHF stuff now. So, it's all good. It's all like hear what you guys are feeling. I'm not so good yet. Probably joining you guys with all the activities that are going around in Macomb County.
Well, ever since I got a mobile DMR, I've been on it more often. I switch between DMR and GMRS, because my coworker is GMRS, so I'll talk with him while we're driving. But then when he's off work, I still got a couple hours, and I'll jump over to DMR, and here I am. Like I said, and I really appreciate it. I love the towers out there. I love the way the system's set up. So I appreciate all the volunteer efforts by all the station operators and owners to give us hand people, access to it all. Go ahead, Tim, KCO.
I didn't catch who you handed off to. I think it's me, so NAWRO. Looking forward to the set coming up in October. Probably repeating myself on that, but I'm going to be fun. So, Dave, if you're interested, check in. If you're in the area, you don't even have to deploy or anything. Just check in. We get credit for it. Over to Dave.
Yeah, I'll do. We'll listen out for it. So for you, it's going to be doing it mostly on FBI repeater, the Sun 2 repeater, or CMR, or how are you guys doing it? Over to Tom.
TPS repeater.
Oh, there's a man in the hour right there. Go ahead, Jeff, KCKJO.
I've been looking a lot here. Maybe I'm making this one. Meg 112. Can you hear me now, Tom?
Yes, sir. A lot better. Go ahead.
Yeah, does Dave's signal seem to be breaking up to you? It sounds like he's really loud here, and just wanted to get somebody's opinion on what's on the same same repeater as he's on.
Yeah, he bursts in a couple times here and there, and then he gets kind of garbled. I'm not sure which one he's coming in on. I'm over here by MTC.
Yeah, he's on Mo Clements, too. I think his audio is just too hot. Dave, you might want to try turning your audio down a little bit to see if you can clean your signal up.
Hey, will do. I think I'm right next to the road. That's why. So I'm wondering if you can pick up the road noise. I'm trying to talk a little quiet. How's that?
I didn't get any of that. Did you understand what he said, Tom?
Yeah, it sounds like he backed off the mic a little bit. He's got some background noise. Back off a little bit, or he said he was going to talk a little bit quieter. So it's a little bit better, but he's still cutting in and out, Dave. I said, unless you can drop your gain a little bit on your mic. KJ, KJ.
Go ahead and pick it up there, Jim. Get a little rotation going. I'm up here by Bertrand, head for Bay City. Go ahead and pick it up there, Jim. Can you hear us over here?
Thanks, Jeff. Dave, just a little, we used to call it digital in the day. It was just, it's not just road noise. It's, cutting in and out. But whatever you can do, I know you're probably close to the repeater. I'm going to send it back to Dave. See, unless you're working on it, if there's a pause, then then Tom, you pick it up. But Dave, if you can, NAWRO.
All right, let me try this. This is dropping my gain down to this lowest setting. Is this better?
It's kind of weird. He's got a NEC 95 signal, so signal-wise should be fine.
Now, let me get a different radio. You guys can continue to talk. I'm going to go grab another radio just to test the issue.
Jeff, I just dropped the low power because I'm right here by the tower. I don't want to burn up. But...
Tom, you had a NEC 71 that time, so yeah, you're really close. But Dave had a NEC 110 that time. He should still be making a computer better than what he is. I don't get it, other than if the audio maybe is cranked up too high. I don't know. But it's kind of weird.
All right, he said he's grabbing another radio. Give it a try, and I'll still be out here. So,
however, yeah, your setup, Tom, that sounds really good. Yeah, every Sunday night, 5 o'clock, unless there's a holiday. Or if Mike's out of town, then we don't have access to the TS2000. But other than that, we try to carry it every Sunday night.
That radio that Jim got is just freaking awesome. So, and everything on it is set right. Dave, you back? If not, we'll hand it to Tom.
All right, I'm trying any tone with a back monitor myself. Yeah, it looks like it's distorting, but I might have... sensing my radio. How does it sound now?
Yeah, that's weird. By the time you have a NEC 90 signal, it should be fine in there.
Yeah, I got open mod on that one. It's distorted. I can understand it, but it's distorted.
Same thing for me. Distorted. Wally, what'd you hear?
Same thing for me. Distorted. So, you know, this DMR stuff, I mean, if everything is right, it sounds pretty darn good. Like, yours sounds really, really good. Got my, oops, hopefully I got mine fairly close. I'm trying to go, you know, good. I could throw more negative dBs at it. Dom's, next time I get my hands on his, I'm going to throw some more negative dBs at his. And Jeff sounds really, really good, too. So, but, you know, it's one of the things about the nature of the beast. Everything's not right, you get frustrated. Everything's right. It's nice. It's a nice, comfortable conversation. So, Jeff, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm direct on one of the repeaters now. I usually go through my analog connection, but close enough to jump over on one of the repeaters. I wanted to see, make sure it wasn't my note messing up. What do you got that set at? What are you using there, Tim, for a radio? I'm running Motorola. I think I got my digital mic gain set at negative 7 or -6, I think. That's him.
This is the Kinect Systems 800D Plus. The guy from California, Jerry, and Wally saw it the other day, and he's somewhat like a Motorola clone. It looks like it. And in the CPS, the mic gain settings, it's not the same. It's just like 1 through 19, I think. And the mic gain is up kind of high. I think I went up one click a couple of days ago. I think I'm at 16, and the max is like 19. But other than that, I like it. It's got a detachable head to it, front-firing speaker, and it's got GPS. I haven't messed with that yet. It is a VHF, UHF as well. Go ahead, Wally.
Yeah, Jeff, it's almost a perfect copy of the XPR7550, right down to the heat sink, the cast body on the bottom, no cooling fan required. It has an end connector on the back of it instead of UHF Mini, and that's the only other thing that I saw that was different. 40-some watts, and it's supposed to be kind of futuristic. They prompt P25 with it, but in the Kenwood version and Fusion and all the other stuff. But if that comes true, that will be the radio that everybody's going to go for. and the microphone on it is heavy. I mean, it's as heavy as the Motorola white one. Go ahead, Tom, WAP.
Seriously, KGO. Yeah, I got, since I can get into my software, I can, I'm going to drop it 5 dB. It's at 15. I'm going to drop it to 20 on the mic.
Yeah, like I said, I think I'm running negative 9 on the site. I don't know. Or negative six or seven, I think, on the digital side in the Motorola. So the connection cost, yeah, they didn't follow that whole setup in the CPS. But as you said, well, I do hear Tom's a little hot. Tim's, I just can't get over how good Tim sounds. That's definitely a good sounding DMR radio.
I'm glad to hear it. Appreciate it. And don't remember, Dave, did we leave you out? Go ahead, Dave, if you're still with us. NAWRO.
Yeah, let me see if this is working now.
Yeah, it's a little loud.
I can probably back off a little bit. But this is a Kinect Systems radio, so I'm hoping it sounds okay. I guess over to Jeff.
Yep, I can understand you now, but yeah, you got, I don't know what you're set at for mic gain there, but you can definitely dial that one back. But at least your audio is coming through. You're not all broke up, so I don't know. The other one, if you can turn the mic gain down and try it maybe, I don't know. You're getting somewhere. Can you, you got software to turn that down, Dave?
Yeah, I do. And I think I have to use the CPS with this, so so I don't think I can change it from here. I was looking for a setting in the menu, so I'm going to have to reprogram it. But, all right, at least I'm getting closer.
Yep, I can hear you all the way up here in Bridgeport now. So you're making it across. Who's the go-to? I'll send it to Wally.
Very good. Yeah, Jeff, and the other thing, if you get a chance, you should look at this radio, Kinect Systems, just Google it. The other thing that's really nice with this radio is it's Part 90 accepted. It's got Part 90 stamp on it, so you could use it everywhere if you wanted to. And that's another, like, neat feature. But, oh, yeah, I haven't played with the software. Jim has figured all that out. But the radio is just a freak of me, but it's all modified at all. Tom, you boy.
All right, I'm going to jump out here real quick. I got to go get a part from my brother-in-law. And, I'll get this drop down, guys. Like I said, it's at 15 right now. And application for CPS.
I'll be a pig and I'll get right there in the top, I would say top number one of what I've heard. Like, you know, especially in the truck here where it's noisy, it's just, that just is right there where it needs to be, Tim.
And it's not like it's, FBI, the VHF, UHF, Sean's repeater is like 7 blocks away from me. That's not this. This I'm shooting down to Mount Clemens, and I am on low. So, I don't know. But, Dave, you've got me interested. You got one, too. What model do you have? And I do have the software, so I can let you know my mic settings. But I'm curious, because I know they got various models. Some have VHF, UHF, some have just one or the other, and then I think there's one out there that's just plain DMR. So I'm curious what you have. I thought you said you had one.
Yeah, so I don't have the mobile. I have a Kinect System 7000, so it's, you know, Charlie Sierra 7000. It's the M17 Plus. So I originally got this radio for M17, but it has kind of like a dual personality. It's a DMR radio, and it's got DMR firmware on it from Kinect Systems, but then you can dual boot it, so to speak, into this OpenRTX M17 platform or whatever. So it is a Kinect Systems radio. It just has a dual personality, I guess is what the best way to describe it. So you can, you power it on, you hold down one button, it boots into DMR mode, and you shut it off and press a different button and turn it on, and it goes into the M17 mode. So, yeah, Kinect System 7000, M17 Plus.
Yeah, I think that probably sounds good when you get the audio turned on. It's got the clarity, I believe, to make it happen. A lot of these other Chinese radios and stuff just doesn't have it. You see, is it Ricky? West Bloomfield jumped in there on Brandmeister.
There's another Amy that wants in. Go ahead. I'll wait a second, then I'll come back. No, guess not. See that, Tim? You're a trendsetter. That's what's neat about this. Everybody tries something different, and it works out really, really well. So, very good. Now let's just hope that somebody does come through with all the other vaporware that was promised. And then all these other multi-mode, multi-band, multi-mode radios that they're getting crazy money for are going to be have their hands full. So, yeah, that radio that Dave's got, that's, well, all these radios are really, they're basically under $400. I think, what was yours, Tim, 300 and something? WAD.
Because it had the GPS dongle at 50 out the door, no sales tax to the California. Dave?
Yeah, I bought this on a whiz. I wanted an M17 radio, one that would actually, like, properly transmit on M17 instead of using DroidStar. But it turns out I use it more for DMR than I use it for M17. I'll hand it back to Jeff, and I'll say 73 for now, KFAS.
Yeah, I think the other one will work. I think the other one will have the audio quality when you get it turned down. It'll be right there, clear. Hey, Wally, did you hear, have you talked to Brad up in the Sioux on here? I see he was on here earlier. I don't know who he was talking about. I think he might have been talking to Tom. You've got that computer on up there now, too, connected in.
I have not. Is that, that's also on this system, 5-1? I don't believe. I got to turn my Brandmeister screen back on and see where he is. I'll look. Tim, go ahead. I'll be right back. WAVD.
Yeah, Jeff, I think he was talking to Tom. I was listening in the background, but I'm sure he had a do a show with Tom. And he was sounding good from my perspective.
K-E-A-W-O-J.
Afternoon. Yeah, another spot we're covering, Wally, so definitely reaching out there, getting pretty good coverage for the state. I think it's Ricky there. Go ahead. Keep me in us here.
Go ahead, Rick. We got you.
He's not Brandmeister, so can't control that. Maybe he's having an issue. Brandmeister's having an issue or something. Who knows?
3104, that's the magic number. Nobody knows why, but that's the magic number. If you're playing with Grandmaster, everybody, make sure you're on 3104.
Yeah, he's on server 3104, so it's not bad. I can see the server. If he wasn't on 3104, we wouldn't hurt him. So they'd hear us, but we wouldn't hear them. Tried to work with Grandmice to get that fixed, and nobody could seem to figure out why. Anyways, I'm going to jump out of here quick, pick it up there, Tim. Keep me in dust of here. Talk to you guys later.
All right. Nice talking, Jeff. Wally, I think I'm going to jump, too. I want to try to make the St. Clair County net tonight, if I can. This is the first time for that net, so I will be listening on Statewide 1 in a WRO. I will listen out.
Yeah, I gotta step out too. I gotta take the dog for a walk. She's having a meltdown. What frequency is the net on? I won't participate, but I'll listen. WAB.
Aaron sent me a message.
I'll be out. You guys have a good evening.
KCAKGO. NAWRO KCAKGO. NAWRO KCAKGO. Get me on DMR.
NAPZTN statewide 1, DMR. Nothing heard, NAPZT out.
Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey Oscar Juliet, 88WOJ, Rick in West Bloomfield. Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey Oscar Juliet, 88WOJ, Rick in West Bloomfield.
This is KE8WUO.
KGWUO and 8PCT, good evening.
Good evening, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. My name here is Steven. I'm up in Indian River on the Hackleberg repeater.
Okay, yeah, I think we spoke before. You're up there by, like, Mackinac, aren't you?
Were you the one I spoke to in Shelby Township?
Yeah, that's correct. I am still there right now. Heading home, and then I'm actually going to be heading up to Mackinac in Friday morning. So I'll be cruising not far from you.
And could I just have your first name one more time?
Absolutely. First name is John, and the call sign is KEAWUO. Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey Uniform Oscar. How's the weather looking up there this weekend, Steven? Am I going to get hit with some storms, or are we looking all right?
Well, according to my weather app on my iPhone here, it looks like in Indian River anyway, it's going to be partly sunny on Friday, 54 degrees to 76 degrees. So, and it looks like it's going to be pretty good. Saturday, they're looking for a 45% chance of rain. Temperature range is about the same. So Friday, it looks like it's going to be pretty good for you. We'll rain on Saturday. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday look like it's going to be sunny all next week in the mid to high 70s. So that's a nice September.
Yeah, that does. That sounds real nice. I'm looking forward to it. We're going to be doing some shipwreck diving out there in Mackinac, so I'm hoping the rain goes away. Granted, it won't be wet anyway, but it's still a little bit of an annoyance. And mainly hoping the wind stays down. So.
Well, as long as the waves and wind hold, I mean, rain for you is going to make much difference. definitely wear your dry suit. Are you going to be your closed circuit, can I ask?
None of the above. We're tech diving, so I'll be breathing helium, you know, so we'll be diving a little mix of helium for those that don't know. But, yeah, we'll be doing 21% helium, 35% oxygen, and then there is nitrogen. So, should be interesting. We're going a little deeper. We'll be diving the Eber Ward and probably the Cedarville and a couple other good wrecks up there. So, should be fun. I look forward to it.
NAPZT, how deep are those wrecks, if I may ask?
They're not too deep, especially the Cedarville. That's in like 100 feet to the mud. The Eber Ward is the deepest one that we are probably going to be able to hit this weekend. That's in like 140 feet to the mud. So they're not terribly deep, but they're, according to our scuba agency, in order to avoid nitrogen narcosis and oxygen toxicity and all that fun stuff, they highly suggest a helium blend, and that also keeps the gas density down, so it's a little easier to breathe while we're that deep. So it should be pretty interesting, should be fun. But yeah, not too deep. You know, I'd like to get into the 160, 180 range soon on some of the wrecks I want to hit. And then I got to get some more further certification to go any deeper than that. So this has already been, I don't know, like 6 years in the making. So kind of a lot of classes and training and all that. So it's kind of the pinnacle weekend. Looking forward to it.
Well, indeed, and I don't know a whole lot about diving. I know some of the terms and what they mean, and it sounds like you've prepared and that you're very professional about it and that you're going about it the way you need to with the training. Yeah, it's like one of those things you can't take any chances with, you know, beyond the normal training and the use. You know, probably as safe as anything can be made in that in the discipline. So it sounds like you've got your head together, and I'm glad I congratulate you on your pinnacle and you doing this. And it sounds like you're really where you need to be with it. So definitely enjoy it. You know, enjoy the wrecks and wonderful underwater part of the Great Lakes up there. I mean, absolutely wonderful. I'm hoping to get open water certified one of these days just to do some light stuff, you know, and as time goes on. Money's not there yet. Once it is, you know, we'll see about it. I had a friend, he was in the Navy for a while, and he passed away from an illness not related to that, but he used to live on near Gaylord on a lake called Perch Lake. I went swimming with him once, and boy, that kid he went underwater faster than anything. I couldn't keep up with him. He was a fish underwater. N-A-P-Z-T.
K-E-A-W-U-O. Yeah, you definitely should try to get open water certified, and there's no rush on any of it. You know, that's partly why it took so long for me. But I also did, you know, get lucky and fall into some quality training and kind of got, I got into a good group of guys before it was too late. And so I'm very fortunate for that. But with you being there right by Indian River, you've got, you know, a lot of lakes up there. Plus, you got the Mackinac's not that far away. I know you said you work in Petoskey, so you got the little Traverse Bay there. I mean, I would love to live up there because you got so many options. That would be really cool. I'm not sure how deep, you know, Burnt Lake and Mullet Lake are, but they're rather large, so. Oh, and then up there, too, is, what's that lake called? Lake Charlevoix. You're not too far from, I don't think, Lake Charlevoix. And that's a real fun one. We ice dive there in the winter. We walk out on the ice and cut a hole in the ice right on top of a shipwreck, and then we dive from the ice right onto the wreck, and that's really cool. That's really neat. But yeah, you would love it. And then I have a ton of extra gear because I started out recreational and I bought all recreational gear. And then I got into the technical world and a lot of that recreational gear doesn't scale that well. So I have a lot of stuff just sitting in a storage unit. So if that's something you really want to consider, I would love to lend that to you, and, you know, like, I don't know, it's just sitting in a storage unit right now, so if something you're interested in, by all means, let me know.
John, I might take you up on that. I mean, I can't afford anything myself right now, but, you know, let me see about getting a good sound structure up here. If you can recommend anybody to me in the area, that would be great. I do know of one dive shop. I think it's in Bel Air, but don't quote me on that. Might be over in East Jordan, too. I was looking for some three-quarter shorty wetsuits at one point, and I think I found a guy that does training. So I will, obviously I'm going to have some money together for the training anyway, but there are packages up here that include everything as well. So let me see how well healed I am next summer, and we'll see about the equipment. Let's stay in touch. We've both got DMR, so it's a very good quality of communication here, so that's good. And we can always trade phone numbers and email later on if you want to do that too. Sounds really good. I have always wanted to get into recreational diving, and I can imagine that ice diving in Lake Charlevoix with as clear as the water is. Is it clear in the wintertime? NATZT.
KEAWUO. It is really clear, and that is like ultimately the best time of year to do it, because there's no algae blooms. There's a lot less boat traffic, obviously, if it's all iced up. So there's not even swimmers out there, stirring up the water column. So between all those things, you get a good 100, 150 feet of visibility. It's amazing. It's really cool. And then you see the ice. When we went, the ice was kind of clear, and you could see silhouettes above, and so it was neat. Like, while I'm down there, I could, looking at the shipwreck, I could look up and I could see the silhouettes of my tables that I put my gear on. I could see the ice shantings. I could see people walking around. I could see my dog running around on the surface, and so it was really cool. It's just one of those experiences that if you can endure it, and then I don't really recommend it in a wetsuit, but if you can suffer through it in a dry suit, and you really fall in love with diving and acquire a dry suit, it's one of those dives you got to do at least once. But it is brutal. It's very cold, It's weird, though, because the water is typically warmer than the air, so that's kind of interesting. The water will be at, 37, 34 degrees, and then the surface temperatures with the wind, you can be in the 20s or lower. So, but don't mind giving you my phone number or whatever, and then I'll be up there next year in the around the 4th of July, too, diving again, so I can always bring that up then. And the winter is a good time to get certified, because you can get certified in a pool. You get your open water or your confined water stuff out of the way, and then by the time spring hits, they can take you out somewhere, and you'll be good to go, and have the whole summer available to you.
Indeed. Indeed, it sounds intriguing. Well, maybe there are some interesting times ahead for me this season. I will definitely see about this. I think this would be a worthy investment, because I really haven't had anything new going on in my life for a long time, and this is something that would be just amazing. I mean, I got some flight time in aircraft years ago. I never finished my license. It would be nice if I were able to start a...
Yeah, for sure. There's no rush, and it's just another fun hobby. So it's something that you can do in your off time. And there is a whole underwater world out there that most people don't get to see, and it's, you know, I used to be kind of afraid of the dark water and kind of had some fears of the unknown of being underwater. But kind of the nice thing about scuba is you start out kind of slow. You know, you start out and you're on the shore and you slowly work yourself deeper and you see everything, you know, visibility, especially in the beginning of the year, tends to be pretty good. So there's really no surprises, and it's really kind of calming, it's relaxing, it's quiet, you know. It's really quite peaceful, and it's nice to kind of get away. And I learned during COVID, and it was probably one of the best decisions I had ever made. So I definitely encourage anyone to try it out. I think you can get into a lot of classes, you know, get open water certified for like anywhere from $400 to $600, depending on what shop you go to and what equipment you need. But yeah, I have the BC that you can use for as long as you need. I have tanks that I don't use that you could use. I have the inflator, the BC. So I have most stuff. You will need an exposure suit, but and fins potentially depending on your shoe size. But yeah, I don't know. It's not unreasonable. It's not anything you couldn't. If I can do it, you can do it. But this is KE8WUO. Over to you, Stephen.
Well, John, it's a very, very generous offer, and I'd like to accept that. And in time, we can let you get together, and I'll pay for the coffee and the steak dinner. You know, at some place up here if you like, or fish or whatever. Lots of good restaurants up here. In the summer, if you want Mexican, Hoppy's Tavern on the Mullet Burt Road is hard to beat. That's a neat little place, kind of out in the boonies. It's right, there's a boat launch right off of Burt, right into Burt Lake. It's a little rustic, but it's a nice little corner there. And that place has been there a while. They have got the best nachos I've had. They have a huge nacho plate that's an appetizer, but it's really a meal that feeds about four people. The portions are just astronomically huge. There's another version of it at the Houston Airport, but I've never been there. I've only been to the summer venue, and it's, I don't get up at Houston much, so you know, I usually stick around local here. But definitely let's get together and when we got some time, and you can tell me about that and maybe share some diving stories with me about places you've dove and other things. I always like to hear a good yarn, so that's always a good thing.
That stuff. So, yeah, I think you just kind of go at your own pace. Let me know when you think you're ready and when you got the funding and you found a place. I think there's a place up there called Great Lakes Scuba. And then there's also St. Ignace Scuba is kind of a guy I know. Don is one of the most intelligent guys. He's like a history book as far as the wrecks. And he has a lot of recovered artifacts in his shop. Kind of a smaller shop. It's very, very recreational, but it's enough to get your feet wet and get you diving, get yourself some air fills. But I'm sure there's probably some stuff a little bit closer to you, but you'll just have to kind of look around and see what's around. And a lot of firehouses will fill scuba tanks too, depending on, you know, how you interact with them. I don't know if you do any volunteer public safety stuff up there, but not a bad idea to kind of do that too, especially if you're bored looking for something to do. But yeah, I whenever you're ready, you know, you just say the words, let me know, and I can even bring that stuff up this weekend, or I can bring it up in July, but July might be a little bit late, so you'll just have to kind of let me know what your plan is.
Yeah, it's going to be a little while. My money's not really good right now. I'm probably going to need a good solid year before I can really do anything. I've got to find a secondary source of income that's not dependent on hourly wages. You know, my bonus season is going down here, and we almost didn't get bonuses this year. Then the ice storm hit, and we got a lot of electrical crews with their snorkel trucks in our parking lot, and that rejuvenated the bonuses, but they weren't as good as a couple years before. And I was only netting about $3,000 a month during the summer, and I net about $2,600, $2,700, depending on, you know, what's going on. So I work a regular 40-hour week. I'm their primary night shifter, and I take overtime days when I can get it. But I've got a $1,000 car bill and stuff like that, so I've got it. And my vehicle is my primary expense, but it's a 2017 BMW X3. That's only had one owner before me, so it's my main, you know, luxury item, I guess you'd say it technically is. It's a good solid running vehicle though, and they outfitted it with really good tires and wheels, and I take very, very good care of it. Without it, I wouldn't have a job or a lifestyle up here. My rent is super cheap. You probably wouldn't want to live in what I'm living in, but I'm single and I have a cat, so it's, you know, it's a little bit of a hovel, but it is home. And I've been here for over 5 years, and I don't really have any intention on moving right now. I'd want to buy my own property if I move somewhere. And, you know, I want a cabin in the woods on an acre secluded. I'm really not interested in having a whole lot of neighbors. I like one-on-one communication like we're doing now and small groups of people. I'm quite an introvert. Although, you know, I do work for a hotel, and I do associate with people. I just have to, it's night shift work, and it's not as heavy. I'm ADHD, and I would go crazy on the day shift. The day shift is more politics than I want to deal with, too. The politics on the night shift are enough for me. And for the couple hours I'm seeing people in the morning, it's easier if I get my business done and head home. And I think they liked it that way too. So we get along pretty well. It's been a good, we've gotten numerous awards and we've got good management. We seem to have a good relationship at this point.
Well, very good. Yeah, that's pretty awesome. It's good to have, you know, I'm kind of like a lot like you is, you know, I tend to be a little bit of an introvert, but you know, I like to do the ham radio. I like to volunteer at the clubs, and I do like seeing and interfacing with the public, you know, during events. But then I also like my solitude, you know, and that's kind of where the diving comes in, and I can kind of just get away from it all. And as soon as you go into that water, you know, it's like everything just goes silent. All your worries just are left on the surface. And it's like my underwater therapy. But so I hope that you get to and you know live that one day, and especially if that's something that you want to do. That's a really awesome area. I'm jealous. I would love to have an acre of wooded lot, you know, and that's awesome. You know, I'm down here in the city. I've lived in the city my whole life. There's nothing I would like more than to be in the country. but we're working on that, you know, all in due time. And then it's cool, you have a cat. I have a dog. My dog's name is Rocky, and he's an Australian cattle dog. Super cool little dude. What's your cat's name? This is K-E-8-W-U-O.
Could you repeat the last part of that? I had a power thing. When I got my car and the electronic shut off after a few seconds, I apologize for that. I don't have a dedicated hot everything is connected to the electronics in this thing. I heard we had a dog, and you asked me about my cat, I believe. Sorry about that. Any PZT?
Yeah, no, I was just saying I have a dog, and his name is Rocky. He's an Australian cattle dog. I said he was a pretty awesome little dude. He's my only child, so that's probably why I can afford to scuba dive and do ham radio. But and then, yeah, I was asking about your cat. Just kind of curious, is it an orange cat? I've heard a lot about orange cat behaviors and how silly they can be. And I was just curious what your cat's name was.
Well, my cat is a cat I got from the Little Traverse Bay Humane Society shelter there. My cat is a calico cat named Sparkle. I didn't name her. She came that way from the shelter, and I just kept it. She's very well behaved. She's an indoor cat, has all her claws and always will. The last cat I had was named, she was a black and white tuxedo cat named Motor. She had one hell of a motor under all that fur, fur machine. I had her for 20 years, and she passed away a couple years ago, and I decided after a couple years, it was time to repopulate the cabin with another cat. And she's been wonderful. She doesn't overeat. She's got a few fleas right now. I got something to take care of that just from the store tonight, so I'm going to spray her with that one and get in and rub it in and make sure she's all taken care of. She is due for a vet visit here shortly. I wish I could take her for more vet visits. Money is tight, so I got to, but she's due, and I'm going to take care of it in the next few days. I'm going to get her shots caught up and all that, so she's all set for the winter. And I'll get her a flea dip, too. Just going to give her the whole nine yards. I just got approved for a short-term loan, so I'm going to wait. That should be here in a couple of days. So once that hits, I'm going to take care of some things I need to take care of and make sure my kitty's all nice and healthy. And I've got a big apartment cleaning job to do. My apartment's a small cabin, and it's I got way too much junk in it. Everything's getting cleaned out, and anything I don't need absolutely is getting thrown in the dumpster. I'm done. Yeah, this is any PZT.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for myself to get to that point. I have a storage unit that I've been paying for far too long, and there's some stuff in there that I'll probably never use again, and I really need to get like a trailer and just fill it up with junk and try to empty that thing out and just get rid of it all or have a big garage sale. No. But it's so hard because it's like, you know, I might need that one day. But, yeah. Gotta love collecting crap.
Yeah, I have a storage unit too, and it's due. I gotta pay that up. That's part of the thing I'm gonna do. Got a neighbor who's got some social security issues with not being able to access her funds right now, so I'm going to help her out a little bit too, so she doesn't fall on her face. I can't tell you what we've been going around with the some of the government stuff we're dealing with her. It's criminal, and I'm about ready to file a case against some people because she can't access her money, the poor woman. 68-year-old woman can't access her social security funds because of the freaking debit card thing. You know, switch everything around to her checking account so she can get at least later disbursements there. But she's sitting on $2,000 she can't get a hold of. And I wish I had like $50,000 in the bank so I could hire a lawyer for her. So I'm trying, you know, I'm helping her out with that, trying to keep my friend and neighbor up in that. Sorry, I didn't mean to segue into that. Sometimes I do that. Yeah, it's some things I'm dealing with up here and want to help her out with. Wish I could help more people. I got a bathroom and my head is going a different direction. Hold on. NAPZT. Okay, back on diving and no more tangents. Someday I'll do that with ADD and stuff. I do apologize for that, John.
Oh, no worries at all. I was just thinking that, it's nice of you to be there for your neighbor. And, it's not something that you have to do. It's not your burden. But, I was thinking about how many people are out there that are going through what she's going through and don't have, a mentor to help them through it. So it's very, very nice of you to do that. And I commend you. So definitely don't be ashamed, or don't feel like you can't vent also. But yeah, no worries at all. But you excited about the winter? Got some nice cold months coming up ahead. How are the winters up there? You able to get that BMW out, that fancy BMW out on the main roads and get to work and all that, or you got to wait for the roads to get plowed?
Yeah, this is the X3. BMW calls it an SAV, Sport Activity Vehicle, Sport Utility Vehicle by any other name. It's all-wheel drive. It's a 60-40 full-time all-wheel drive system. And it's got good ground clearance and a very clean undercarriage. It's completely sealed off pretty much. I got nothing hanging underneath the drive system. It's a well-designed car, and I just assume hang on to it. It's it's worth the money I pay for it, and things come to those who wait a bit, and plan a bit. I've got some book projects in the works I'm working on. I got to get once I get my living space cleaned up, I'm going to have more. Oh, just better energy around me with all the stuff, kind of pushing down against my body, but energy-wise, I think you probably understand what I mean by that. Clutter does that. You can feel it around you. As soon as I'm clutter-free, I'm going to start writing again. And once that gets done, I'm hoping to do some publishing in the next year or two. I'm ready for one revision by a professional editor. I might take a couple hundred bucks out of this loan and submit it for that and see if I can get some serious advice going on for publication. I've got a few stories I'm working on. They're all fiction. And I really need to get a professional in the industry to help me out with it. You really need that type of thing to help you get through plot lines and other matters. Writing is work. It's like any other work, and like any other creative endeavor, you really got to have someone who's on, not on your end of it, looking at it dispassionately and being tough on you sometimes, saying, you got to do this. I'm sure Stephen King even had his editors do that for some of his novels, so I'm hoping to be in the same boat, and if I can make a living with it, that would be even better. Since then I can get off on the night shift and start doing what I really love to do.
K-E-A-W-U-O. Yeah, that sounds awesome. That car that you got, your X3, that sounds like a really nice car. I have a real piece of crap Ford van that I drive around. Rear wheel drive. Doesn't do real well in the winter. So maybe one of these days I'll get a nicer vehicle. But I like the van because it holds all my hobbies in one place. And I call it my little adventure mobile. But then the writing is awesome. I've always kind of wanted to get into writing. I used to read a lot more than I do now, and whenever I would read, the storytelling I could do and the stories I could write, because I have written a few just for, school and for, other various reasons. They're always a lot more fascinating when I have, a fresh repository of recent content, and that really helps me to do that. But I haven't done that in so long. It's kind of a shame, and I miss that. I used to read a lot, and I need to get back into it. But I like that you're a writer. That's awesome, and that's also a challenge, because you go through your phases of writer's block, I'm sure. And then it's awesome, too, because of the, you're mentioning that you're going to have those books published. And that's a good source of supplemental income, and so that's key, especially as you get older. And so the more of those things that you can publish and get out there, the better. And that's something I have zero of. I have no supplemental income. I need to get on that bandwagon. But it sounds like you got a good handle on things, and hopefully you can get back in the groove of writing and get all your ducks in a row and get your clutter cleaned up, same as I need to do. And I don't know. Sounds like an interesting gig you got going on. That's cool. You're working and writing. Pass it over to you, Steven.
It ain't BZT. Trying to write, John. Trying to write. I'm not anywhere near publication yet. I've got a long way to go. I've got, one is kind of a steamer, definitely made for an adult audience. That one's going to be marketed a little bit differently. I've got a couple others that are more mainstream. And it's hard to focus on all of them. Luckily, I've got some software called Scrivener that makes it easier to deal with these things. I can set it up in any way I want to. I can write everything from novels to screenplays with this stuff. So I bought the software a long time ago and made that investment. There's an iOS version of it that I bought too, and it works on my iPhone. So if I just want to type prose, it works well for that. It would work better with an iPad, then I have access to all the features, but if all I want to do is write a chapter or something, the iPhone and a Bluetooth keyboard is a very portable writing system that works quite well for me when I'm focused. But that's the problem. I have so much clutter, both in my car and in my house, that it's just in the back of my mind, and I've got to do something about it. Otherwise, my creative energy is going to go out the window, and I won't get anything done. So, time to clean up my environment, and I'm working on it. And I just, like I said, I just got approved for a loan. As soon as it hits my account, I'm going to start doing some things and getting things taken care of. I'm gonna see if I can find a used shed. Somebody wants to get rid of a shed, drop it off, put it in the back of my cabin so I can put stuff in it. I need one badly. It's just crazy. Even a cheap aluminum one at this point would be better, because I've got a bunch of stuff that isn't really temperature sensitive that I could put out there and not worry about it until the spring. So, we'll see. It just depends. I just have to get myself motivated and not get procrastinated. And I tell you, that's a very, very difficult thing for me to do.
KEAWUO. I definitely understand that. One of the things that has helped me in my procrastination is a little technique I learned along the way of time slotting. And basically, you say, all right, 1 hour at the end of the day or at lunchtime or after you eat. You know, after you eat, it's always a good time because you've got the most energy. I'm gonna spend 1 hour just getting rid of some of this stuff. and then you just, you know, it's kind of, what do they call that? It's like, you know, it's just there's a name for it. It's like all the accumulated, you know, efforts, they finally build up to something that is, you know, noticeable and extravagant. And so it's, I used to have a name for it, and I always would associate it with our diving because it was, you know, such slow progress, but it's all, you know, little bits and pieces that create the bigger picture. So you don't have to sit down and get, you know, this all cleaned up all in one day. But if you can start doing small bites, that helps. So I don't know. I doubt that helps you at all because you probably already knew that, but it's something that worked for me, and I do that with all my things, you know, with cleaning, laundry, writing programs and working in Excel and elsewhere and other projects. I try to dedicate a little bit of time everywhere. And it's all the small accumulations that equal something.
Roger on that, John. I understand. Time slotting sounds like a good technique, and it sounds like one I can implement fairly easy. In fact, I'm sure this conversation was meant to drop into my lap tonight. I appreciate the conversation. This is the best ham conversation I've had in a very long time. Really, really do appreciate the conversation tonight. And the advice has been salient. I really do appreciate the time you've taken to, you know, share some of your stuff with me and offer to share some of the things you're doing. You know, it makes my heart sing a bit, and that's something I've needed for some time now. It sounds like things are going to start turning up. I'm just going to take it one day at a time, not rush anything, and just focus on helping the people I need to help and doing the things I need to be responsible for, and hopefully I'll have extra time left over to do a few other things. One can't possibly do absolutely everything in one lifetime. There's just so much you can do. You know, I like my quiet town up here. I grew up in Gaylord in the 70s and 80s, so it was a lot different back then. It wasn't quite as busy. Now it's as busy as Traverse City. It's just crazy. I wouldn't want to live down there. I'd rather live in Petoskey, but it's just so high-priced over there. You know, I really like the environment here in Indian River much better. I like the crowd here. It's a quiet place. It's not as crowded. I don't think it's as political. I'm sure they have their local politics here, but you know, it's not as big a town. And there are, you know, I'm near everything. I'm near the Pigeon River State Forest. I'm near the Gaylord State Forest. I'm near the straits and the lakes, as you say. I moved back here from the Black Hills of South Dakota, and I didn't really realize how much I missed the water. As for the winter, yeah, I can deal with it. I've got a good solid car this thing will get out of just about anything. You know, except the deepest heavy fluff that would bottom it out. Fluff is okay, you know, the hard ice stuff is what I'm worried about. But, yeah, it crunches pretty good. Because we don't get a lot of plowing here. Hopefully the landlord's going to do more plowing this year. Buying myself some repeater time there. And keep it cleared out a little bit better. Otherwise, I'm going to rent a plow and I'm going to do it myself. Because I definitely can't it was hardly plowed out last year, and I can't deal with it again this year. I'll have to, you know, rent a pickup truck with a Western on the front of it and just, you know, go to town. I may have to build them for it. But I'm not going to go through what we went through last year. It was just crazy. You could hardly even get in.
Yeah, I don't know how you guys do it up there. But I did just arrive at my buddy's house. I got to pick up some scuba tanks for this weekend. He's the guy that does all my gas blending. And I figure I will let you go, and I'll definitely catch you again. And you have a good rest of your day. And it's very nice talking to you. I'll be clear on your final. 73.
All right, John. You have a good evening. Pleasure talking with you. Absolutely enjoyed it. KEWUO, this is NAPZT. Out.
This is KEAWUO. Steven, are you still out there? KE8PZT, I believe it was, from KE8WUO. KE8WUO, clear.